Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Pocal here, I'm bringing this back, quite a shade of pale. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. George Levy is our guest, our great Brain Trust member, award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology, also a Udemy course instructor. George, one of the things that I have reminded my audience about over the years, because we've lived some of this as it was happening, is over the last 25 or so years, 30 years, small businesses have gotten letters from their bigger customers. First thing we got was an ISO 9000 letter that said, okay, if you want to bid on our projects, if you want to become a vertically integrated partner with us, you're going to have to be able to shake our ISO hand. You're going to have some kind of ISO conformity. The next letter we got was Y2K. Remember those? Y2K letter. And your customer said, if you got to prove to us that you're Y2K compliant, oh, we can't do business with you anymore. And then we got a letter on privacy, and then we got a letter on sustainability. What are you doing to make sure that you're not ruining the earth and that kind of thing? I believe that very soon now, some small businesses are probably going to get a letter this year. And when I say a letter, folks, that's a metaphorical letter, maybe a real letter, George, that tells them we're moving our supply chain backbone to blockchain. If you want to be part of our world, you have to demonstrate that you understand that. What do you think, George?
Absolutely, and it's already happening, as a matter of fact. I actually had the opportunity to talk to you. We've talked about supply chain before. I think it's one of the most important applications of blockchain technology. And I want to talk about Walmart. I believe I've spoken about Walmart in your show before. Walmart is actually moving all of their leafy green vegetables onto blockchain, and they've mandated that all suppliers that give them leafy green vegetables have to be on the blockchain. So like you said, they're being basically pushed onto it, or you don't get to do business with Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already happening. Albertsons has just announced that they've joined the IBM Food Trust Network as well, and they're following romaine lettuce as well.
Wow.
It's happening with Carrefour. There's a lot of these large companies, and it just makes sense. I'll tell you just really quickly on this one.
Tell the audience how a blockchain on a head of lettuce works and why.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'll tell you, to do that, I actually want to talk about Frank Giannis. And Frank Giannis is the FDA Deputy Commissioner for Food Policy and Response. So he's at the FDA handling food policy and response. But he wasn't always in that role. He was recently appointed. He used to be the VP of Food Safety for Walmart. Now, what's incredible about Frank Giannis, he's regarded as a visionary in this blockchain space. He's been doing this thing since 2006. And what he found is that when he started tracking produce on the blockchain, what used to take him 7 days, he could do in a matter of 3 seconds. So I'll give you a perfect example when we're talking about romaine lettuce. Last year, 210 people from 36 states in the U.S., 5 people died.
Wow.
So there were 210 people who got sick from E. coli bacteria, all tracked to romaine lettuce, and the CDC couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And during all that time, Frank Giannis was still the VP of Food Safety. He was saying, guys, if we put this on the blockchain, we can do it in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? He implemented it on Walmart, and they brought him up to the FDA. He just announced right now the FDA is piloting a blockchain to track and trace food across the entire network. They're pushing it into they're already doing it on prescription
drugs.
So
they can put a barcode on the twist tie around the lettuce. Why can't they add a blockchain indicator to that? You know, some kind of a QR code or something, right?
Yeah, and the cool thing about it, which sometimes people don't get, is if you go to a store and you could take your mobile phone and you can get a barcode and you can see the barcode for the product. But what you're seeing is the product categories, like this is a brand of shampoo.
Right.
When you're bringing in blockchain, you can literally track that bottle that's in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, say you're tracking
who bottled it, and track. And also, who picked? You can tell who picked. They know who picked the lettuce too, don't they?
You can track all the provenance and add as much metadata as you want. You can even add things like, for example, did they actually use solar power or was it sustainably raised?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much information you can track to each unique asset.
So if somebody got sick who had been picking some of the vegetables, before the vegetables even got into the stores, the company realized that person had gotten sick. Maybe they might have infected some of the vegetables. They can go pull just those vegetables, can't they? Because of blockchain.
Absolutely. And that's one of the, so the key things that people don't realize is that during this E. coli bacteria, for instance, hundreds of stores threw out millions of dollars worth of lettuce because they really didn't know where it was coming from and they didn't want to risk it. Think about all the wasted food just because we didn't know where the bad lettuce was coming from.
Would blockchain be distributed across the network as much as a contract would, for example?
Well, the key thing is you can choose what to distribute, and the answer is, like, key things. You can have for example, if you're using IBM Food Trust, which is actually what Walmart is using and actually what Albertson's also using, it's a software as a service offering that IBM has,
right,
where you can sign up and you can basically leverage IBM's cloud network and you can distribute it as far and wide as you want. But you could also create your own network and actually have as wide as you can. It all depends on what your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You can determine what blockchain, how you use it.
Yeah, you could buy 10 pieces of the network, or you could buy 1,000,000 pieces of the network, right?
It's as wide as you want.
Depending on how much trust you want, how much trust you need, is how much you buy. Hold on to that thought. When we come back,
absolutely,
I'm going to ask George to talk to us about shipping, blockchain and shipping, folks. And this is a variation on what we just talked about, but that's going to affect you soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.